All right. I'm sorry it took a little longer, but we had a shorter worship service today, so we had a little more time.
Your tapes, and what are your tapes? I'm not sure which one. You said that the reason God confounded the language is because they would be like us today. How do you know they'd be like us today back then?
Because he said anything that they decide to do, they'll be able to accomplish it.
But do you think he meant sophistication they could accomplish? I mean, is there evidence of that, or just that word?
Just my opinion from that word, they would have come into the Industrial Revolution way back about the time of Abraham almost. God held that back until our time. It was way too early for all that to happen.
So what would have happened if that kind of stuff would have happened? I mean, would it been a bigger mess or what?
Well, we'd probably have one world government long before now.
Oh, okay.
And God had to slow the whole thing down.
I see.
I had just a couple little thoughts come to me. One of them is, I want to see if anybody can finish this scripture. There's a scripture that says, in all of Israel, there was none so much praised as Absalom for his what? Anybody know?
He was a handsome fellow.
Yes, it says for his beauty.
Yeah.
And is that any reason? Is that who should be praised the most? Is that who should be followed? Someone for his beauty? No, it should be someone for his good spirit. Anyway, and then I had one other thought just as the word was
before
going
you
on.
Leave off, Mike, Hollywood doesn't agree with you.
That was part of my point. Anyway, the other little thought that came to me is, what is really our purpose here on the earth? What are we supposed to be doing? And I'm wondering, does everybody understand the definition of an ambassador? An ambassador is someone that goes to another country to represent his country. Okay. And so that's what we're all supposed to be doing, is being ambassadors for God. We're supposed to be representing his kingdom to the people of this earth. So that's our job, being ambassadors for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, with what Mike was saying, months ago, when I was floating in the pool, you know, the Lord gave me a vision of the nation of God. And he said, of all the nations on the earth, which is 153 nations, there's only one nation that represents God, and that's the body of Christ. And so we are segregated from the rest of the world. We're different than all the other people in the world. But so we dwell there in this one little nation compared to the whole world. But we are sent out into the world to be God's ambassadors. And the only product that this nation produces, well, of course, there's plenty blessings of God, but the only product that we export is the gospel. And we are, our calling as ambassadors is to go into the world and give away the gospel to whomever will take it, and invite those people to become part of our nation. By the way, Mark, I wanted to answer the question that you asked. Okay. I'll answer it without really answering it. You asked the question, why could I not remember the word apprentice? And I felt like it's the same thing that happens like when I'm teaching and I know a verse comes to mind that I want to use, but I can't get it started. I can't remember how it starts. And I have to turn to my young wife to get me started. So I will not, you know, because there's a lot of people listening, I don't want to actually say what the problem is, but you're not the only one that suffers from that, Mark.
One last little thing I was going to say was something that came to my mind when you read that scripture that said, he who honors me, I will honor. I don't know if you all heard the story, but back in the Olympics, I can't remember now if it was the 30s or the 20s or whatever it was, there was a Christian man that was a runner. And the trials for his event fell on a Sunday, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't run the race. You know, here he spent his whole life training for this thing, and his trial came on a Sunday, and he wouldn't do it. And everybody raised a bunch of big flack about that. And somebody came and handed him a note. He opened the note and it said, he who honors me, I will honor. And what I was thinking was what Mark was saying today, how some of these prophecies were coming fulfilled 400 years later and all those kind of things. And it's like, don't ever think that God doesn't notice. God knows when you honor him. God knows when you serve him. And he'll make things in your life happen because of that. Nothing goes unnoticed, either direction, bad or good.
What I'm really hoping for is that somebody will give me a better answer as to what is the difference between ministering to the house and ministering to the people and ministering to the Lord. I have some, you know, when I talked about Mary and Martha, I thought that was a little answer, but surely somebody has a much better answer than that. Yeah, hold on. Kathy's got something to say here. Let me turn this up first, Kathy. Oh, my goodness. All right, something's come on the phone. I can't turn your volume up anymore. But go ahead and say it, and I'll repeat it. Yeah, okay. Phineas was the type of Christ that turned away the wrath of God. Is that it, Kathy? All right. Thank you, Kathy. Phineas was a type of Christ, turned away the wrath of God.
One thought on your question to me, Mark, was what is it truly to minister to God? And one thought that came to me was, here they were nailing Christ to the cross, and he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So I think one of the answers to what is the difference between ministering to God is when we have the nature that is love, which there's a scripture that says God is love. When we will forget about ourselves and love and put others first, and it even says there's no greater love than that a man will lay down his life for his friend, you know. I think those kinds of things are different than, let's say, serving a nice meal or some of the other things you mentioned, you know, it's like when we come forth in the nature of Christ and respond in the same way he would, just like him loving us scoundrels till the last minute, that's what I believe ministering to God is all about.
Mike,
Brother Daniel has something to say, Larry. Go ahead, Brother Daniel.
Brother Ingrid, not Daniel.
No, it's Larry, just go before me. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about the difference between serving God, serving the house, or the people. It is quite clear in our mind, brethren, that we seek first the kingdom of God. And it means that we serve God before we serve to the house. What is the house? The house is the temple of God. The house is the body of Christ. And to serve in the body of Christ, we have to go and serve God first. We have to go to him to get something from him to share with one another. And then we serve these things among one another. Then we have something to serve to the rest of the people. But if I do not go to God first, and if I do not have communication with you, and if I just go on my own to the people, I am bringing the people myself. But I want to bring God to them. And to do that, I have to serve God first. I have to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And to be sure that that is right, what comes to me, we share it with one another in the body. And when the two bear witness of it, it's true, and it can go on. So, amen.
Brother Edie, you had something to say?
I have something to say. You can hear me?
You are muted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still in the little word also on serving, ministering to the Lord and to the people. Some scenarios, one is in the Acts of the Apostles, when there was a little contention between the Greeks, you know, so between the Jews and the Greeks about feeding, about the widows and all that. And Brother Peter said that they are not going to leave the word of God and serve tables. So they had to get some people who would deal with serving the tables. And then they gave themselves to ministry of the word. And that looks to me like an activity, like what Daniel was saying, an activity, a vision that was to bring themselves and the people they are ministering to the will and purpose of God, you know, desiring and doing something so that the people will come to the nature and likeness of God. Because you discover that a brother like Brother Philip, is it Philip now? No, Stephen. Stephen, who was supposed to be serving the tables in chapter 5 or chapter 7 or so, was involved with the word from which, you know, became a martyr. So it's giving ourselves to the intent that the nature of Christ is worked out in us and in the people that we're ministering to. Not just looking for their monies and all, but our joy is that the people that we minister to are coming forth in the nature and likeness of God. So Paul will say that I've espoused you to one husband, that is Christ, that I seek to, you know, I don't want to know anything among you but Christ and him crucified. That's a one dimension. The other point I want to also make is when the Lord met with the woman at the well, John chapter 4, and she began to be religious. He told her that God is seeking for worshipers who are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. So the serving the Lord is worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you know, being led by the Spirit of God, even if it is going to involve having to do menial things, you know, but it must be led by the Spirit of the Lord. So God is encouraging us to ensure that whatever we are involved in, it must be by the Spirit of the Lord, not by our own calculation, and not to please men. Paul said that if I yet please men, I will be something. If I will not please men, my focus is to please God. So worshiping, you know, serving the Lord is doing the things of the Lord as burdened and led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So the sons of Zadok will minister to the Lord in spirit and in truth, and not just with a religious ritual.
In regard to what Daniel said, that's when God was getting upset with the priests and he brought forth Samuel. He said, "You're putting vomit on the table of showbread." In other words, he was saying, "You're feeding the people out of your own bellies."
Would someone ask the Lord's blessing on each of us? Because we need his hand of protection, brethren. The devil is looking for an opportunity to destroy any one of us. Let's ask the Lord to be with us as we come to a close here.
Lord, we want to thank you for the great deliverance that you wrought for Brother Mark and Sister Rita. Thank you for you did not allow the devil to have his way in their lives. Thank you for sparing their lives, for saving them from that accident. Lord, we are grateful to you in the name of Yahshua. Lord, we just say thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we thank you also for the other driver, that nobody died in that whole accident. Father, we say thank you in the name of Yahshua.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, O God, that you will give them a new car, that you will replace this one, O God, for them, in the name of Yahshua.
Amen.
My God, we ask that you make the resources available unto them. Father, we just thank you for this time of fellowship one with the other. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. Thank you for Sister Connie. Thank you for healing her. Thank you that in all the tests that she did, oh God, it was good. There was good reports. Father, we are grateful to you, and we just tell you thank you. Thank you for all our brethren. Thank you for keeping all of us alive and well, oh God, and gathering us again. Thank you for the word that you have spoken to us. Lord, we don't just want to be hearers of your word. We want to be a people, oh God, that hear and do, oh God. Help us to do, oh Lord. Let us not be satisfied with hearing, but help us to walk in the things that you're speaking to us in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray, oh God, that we'll be a people that are led of your spirit, oh Lord. We want to minister to you by the sons of Zadok, oh God. We don't want to just hear these things. You said these things are example unto us, oh God. Father, we want to be part of the thing that you're doing on the earth at this time, oh God. That we will be able to align ourselves, oh God, to the things that you're saying. Jesus said, I will not do anything except that which I see my Father doing. I will not say anything except that which I hear my Father saying. Lord, we want to be such a people that only say when we hear you saying, and only do when we see you doing. For in doing that, you said of him that this is my son in whom I am well pleased. And Lord, he is the first begotten amongst many brethren. We are his brethren, dear Lord, and we ought to be in that position where he was on earth, O God, to please you and to please you well. This is our desire, O God. As we go into the week, Father, we ask that we will please you in our lives. In the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
We yet remember Rebecca, O God, and we send a word of blessing unto her. And we continue, Lord, to judge the spirits, O God, that are tormenting her. We say, these spirits, you will not have your way in Rebecca's life. In the name of Yeshua. My God, we just thank you and we bless you, O God. For Lord, we know that you have heard us and that you have answered us and that you will do that which you are asking you concerning the Rebecca in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Bless your people, O God. Let there be energy and strength, O God, by the blood of Yeshua to obey God and to do what he says and to keep his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, and to do them, O Lord, as we go into the week. In the name of Yeshua. Lord, bless your people. Bless us, O God. Cause your face to shine upon us, O God, and do us good. In the name of Yeshua. Grant us obedient hearts, O God. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for we are praying in Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen.
Let me turn the recorder off. Okay.